Yeah, the Mishnah starts off, Hakil chayov and beriya. Everybody has a chiyuv to do the mitzvahs riyah, to be seen. So Rashi learns it means be mitzvahs riyahs kol sechurcho. She'etzrichim lehisroyes bi'azora beregel. That there's a mitzvah, the pasuk says, sholosh poem three times a year, you have to go oil a regel. You have to be seen in the Yazor in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a mitzvah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. That's this mitzvah's riyah. Tosfos adds on to it doesn't only mean to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, but also as a chiyuv to bring a korban. To the korban we're also talking about. And when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk also says, v'lo yiro pon ha'reikom. You can't be the empty. When you go there, you have to bring a korban. There's a korban oilas riyah to be brought, and a korban chagiga. A pasha oilas riyah, that's the korban oilas you have to bring when you go oil regular and you're in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah means both things. That akol chayavim b'riyah. Everybody has a chiyuv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash on the regolim, on the regal, and to bring a korban oilas riyah also. Chutz excluding mecheres shoyt v'kotin. A cheresh, we'll soon see what that means, he's deaf or dumb. Shoyta, also Shoyta, v'kotin. He's under bar mitzvah. The potter, so Rashi learns, chutz mecheres shoyt v'kotin, telav v'neideya ninu, uptur mitzvahs. This is a general cloud, they're potter in all the mitzvahs. By mitzvah, the Torah, you have to have das. Torah is mechayev a bar das to do mitzvahs. A kotin or a shoyta doesn't have enough das, enough understanding, he's potter from mitzvahs. V'tumtim v'yadrugnis v'noshim. The main thing is that Noshim are potter also from this mitzvah, because the pasuk says kol zechurcha, only a zochar, a male, has the chiyuv to go oil the regal. The Noshim are potter, so therefore who are then a tumtum and a drugness are also potter. A tumtum is a sophic, maybe he's a man, maybe the lady, means that the mokum erev is covered up, we don't know what's there. For the androgynous means he has both simonim. He has simonim of the zohar and of the nekeva. For the kids that are not avad by zohar, they're a sophic maybe in the nekeva. Therefore, they're also potter from this mitzvah. And the Gemara will dash in this from Sukkim. How do we know that potter? Now, the avodim sheinim shechrorim. Who are then? You have an eved kanani that's not freed. So an eved kanani also has a loch like an isha. He's mechuyiv in all mitzvahs like an isha is mechuyiv in. And since the pasuk says kol zechurcha that an isha is potter from this mitzvahs oil regal, who are then an eved kanani is also potter. Kol zman wasn't freed, but when he becomes meshuchar, then he's a regular Yisrael and he has a chiyuv like anybody else to go oil regal on the gimel regolim. Now hachigur, somebody that's lame, v'hasuma, somebody that's blind, v'hachoyla, somebody that's sick, pashti sick, he can't go oil regal. He has zokin, an older person that can't walk, it's hard for him to walk. Umi sheinu yochol lalas baraglav. Or else tam, somebody that can't walk, he can't walk with his feet. All these people are also potter to go oilo regal. So Rashi says, ha'achigor v'yasuma, kula yalav mikro b'gmaru. All these people, the gmaru with Hashem sukin that the potter. Umi sheinu yochol lalas baraglav, mi yirushalayim li'azara. It means a person can't walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara Meforish, the Gemara will explain how do we know this, that if you can't walk that far, you're potter. Now, a Zel Kotin, who is called a Kotin that's potter? In other words, usually a Kotin, even though he's potter midiraisam, but there's a mitzvah chinuch, like Rashi says. A Zel Kotin, Avol Mikan V'Yelech, once he reaches this age, like we'll soon see, Afal Pi Shein Achayiv Min HaTorah, even though midiraisa is Alar B'nei Deyaninu, a Kotin is potter min HaMitzvahs, but hatilo chachomim alove v'yalimoy. Rashi's meduyik here, Rashi Shitter is that the mitzvah's chinuch, lechanchoy b'mitzvahs, it's not a chiyuv upon the tinuch, the kid himself, but the chiyuv chinuch is upon the parents. The father and the mother has a chiyuv midrabonin to be mechanech their kids. So once a kid becomes at this age, we'll soon see, there's a chiyuv for the father to bring him to go all the regal. Now, a zel katan, who's called the katan that the Mishnah says he's potter? That he can't even ride on the shoulders of his fathers, on his father, and to go up from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. That's Beis Shammai Shita. That once he's old enough that he can take a ride on his father's shoulders from being in Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, at that age already, there's a chiyuv chinuch upon the father to take his kid up with him to the Beis HaMikdash when he goes on the regal. Ubeisil says no, a big ishir. Says kol sheina yochol echos biyada shel aviv velalas mushlam laharabayis. It has to be old enough, the kid, that the kid himself could walk. True, he doesn't walk himself. You hold his hand like you show him the way. But it's not enough just that you give him a ride on your shoulders. It has to be that he's old enough that he could walk already from wherever you are in Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. If the kid is old enough to walk up to the Beis Hamikdash, then there's a mitzvah chinuch upon the father to take him there when he goes. Shenema, the pasuk says, Sholosh Regolim. Says Lashon of Regolim. So Rashi says it means Haroyo Lalas Baraglov. Somebody that could walk up with his feet. Chayav Akosif. Now, V'chivon, the God of Potem in HaTorah. Now, Rashi is explaining a kid, the reason why he's potter to go out of the regal, even though, let's say, he's 6 years old already, that for other mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah chinuch, the father has a chiyuv to mechanech his kid, but here, if the kid can't walk yet, if he's not old enough to walk so far from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, he's potter. Why? So Rashi explains, because V'chivon, the God of Potem in HaTorah, even a God of an older person, if the person can't walk to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, he's also potter. I was the Pshat in the Mishnah before, that Mishayni Yochol Lalas Baraglov, somebody that can't walk with his feet. And when Medayik from the Pasuk, it says Sholosh Regolim, three times. But it says a Lashon of Regolim, it doesn't say Sholosh Pomin, it says Sholosh Regolim. Regolim is Mashmi, you have to be able to use your feet. So it has to be somebody that could walk up to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore Rashi explains, even a Godel, if he can't walk up, he's potter from the mitzvah. So therefore, a katin lav bachinuchu. There's no mitzvah chinuch to mechanech the kid to go to other regal. If the kid himself can't walk, like he's not better than a godel. Just like a godel that can't walk has no mitzvah to go up. So a katin now that can't walk also there's no mitzvah chinuch. Like he can't be better than a godel. So even though he's a bar chinuch age wise, but since lemaisa this kid can't walk, he has no chiyah to be other regal. Right, now the Mishnah talks about the two karbonos that every Jew has a chiyuv to bring on the regolim, on a regal. The oilas riyah that you have to bring, shtei kesef. The least amount of money you spend for it is at least two kesef. Two more you have to spend. V'achagiga, that is also a mitzvah to bring a korban shlomim. Achagigas, shalmei chagiga, that's more kesef. V'shalmei says you're allowed to spend less money on the shlomim than on the korban oila. The korban oilas riyah has to be worth at least two kesef, and the chagiga is enough to be worth one kesef. Well, Beis Hillel says the opposite way, that a riyah more kesef. A riyah has to be worth at least one more, has to be worth. V'yachagiga shtei kesef, the chagiga which is a korban shlomim, which both you eat from the meat, and the mizbeach gets from it. There's a part of gevoya, there's the emurim that goes, that's burnt on the mizbeach, and there's the rest of the meat that the bialim eats. So since both you eat from it, it has to be worth at least two kesef. Rashi says, Beisham yem riyah shtei kesef. Godol haboli rois, a godol that comes to go to oil regal, is sarach lahavi oila. He has to bring korban oila with him. V'yena pechusa mishtei kosef. It can't be worth less than two kesef. Shtei moyes kesef. Shein shlish dinner, which is a third of a dinner. Shenem, because the pasuk says v'lo yiro pona rekam. You can't be seen in the azara empty. You have to come with the korban. Now v'yala v'gemara shetzarach lahavi oila. That means when you go to the early regal, you have to bring a korban oila with you also. Now, afa pishta nitno by Torah shear, even though with the raisa there's no shear, even if it's one penny, you can buy an animal for one penny, you can be eitz to the mitzvah's oila. But chachomim nitno shear, the chom gave a shear, that according to Beis Shammai, has to be worth at least two kesef, and according to Beis Tzil, it's enough to be worth one kesef. Via chagiga, Rashi says, that means shal me chagiga. The shlomim you have to bring chayavim ayichidim lavi beregel. Every yachid has a chiyah to bring a korban shlomim in the regel. The afinu la bishloi pirkum, we'll learn about at the end of the perik. The chagoysem oisa chag lashem. The chiyah chag lashem. So one dig in Rashi is, Rashi says, who has to bring a korban? Rashi starts off saying, godol haboli rois. When a godol goes to the other regel, the godol has to bring a korban. Mashmur, we have a cotton to be on the regal, he's potter for making a korban. That's Rosh Hashita. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns that even when a cotton, Tosis says, as they are cotton, Tosis says, Mishum v'hola hevi lehigui l'chinuch. Om edi rabbonon hu di mechuyiv, v'tzorach lovi korbanoisod nedava. Tosis learns that a cotton, that's the gui l'chinuch, means he's able to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash, so the mitzvah's chinuch upon the father, or Tosis Hashita could even be the chinuch is upon the kid himself, with the rabbanon, the kid has to go oil regal. But when he goes, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban also. Just he's not mechuyim with the rice, so I could bring chum lazara. The teretz is he brings in the dava, but there's a present he can bring it. There's the kash, you don't bring the dava on yom tiv. That Tais talks about you bringing the chol amoid. There's a machlokes in the gemara in Beyam. If you can bring the davis on yom tiv or not. So the man the yomad, he can't bring in the dover on yom tiv. It means the cotton brings his carbon a chol amoid. But Tais learns the cotton brings a carbon, and Rashi's mashma, a cotton does not have to bring a carbon. Only the gadol will have to bring the carbon. Now the Gemara says, Hakel lasu yemai. And the Mishnah says, Hakel chayav Maria, what's the chiddush? What do you mean everybody? Hakel lasu yemai. So the Gemara says, Lasuya misha chetiv eved v'chetiv ben chorin. That an eved that's half free, since half of him is free, the half that's free as dilaka ben chorin, he has a chiyuv to be early regal. Even though the other half is potter, but Hakel potim this half that's free, he also has to be early regal. For the Gemara, or the Ravina, though, according to Ravina Shita, we'll see, it says later in the Gemara, the Yomar, Misha Chetziv Eved V'Chetziv Ben Chorin Potem Minariya. Ravina Shita is no. Even this person, though it was first, he was an Eved Kenani, bought by two Jews. Two Jews owned the Matera Shutfis. And now one Jew freed his Chalik. So now the Eved is called the Chetziv Ben Chorin. Half of him is free. Even though half is free, Ravina still holds, he's potter to be other regal. Well, the regal you have to be a Gansa, a complete Ben Chorin. We'll see in the Gemara Daf Dalad why. But the kasha now is according to Ravina Shita, the Yoma Mishachetzev Eved Chetzev Ben Chorin is potter minariya. If so, Hakel Asu Yemai. What does the Mishnah mean to include by said lashon of Hakel? Everybody is chayiv in Riya. What's the chiddush of everybody? So Gemara says Lasu Yechigur V'Yem Rishon. In a case where a person was lame the first day, he couldn't walk the first day. Then his pashet B'Yem Sheni. But the second day Cholamoydi already became well. He's able to walk. So the chiddush is now he has to go out of regal. Don't say since the first day he couldn't go, he does his potter. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. No, hakel chayavim bria. Even though on the first day you were lame, you had a ptur, but the second day when you become well and healthy, now you have a chiyuv to go out of regal. So Gemara again says that's not true. Honi chalaman diyama kulin tashlumim zelazer. That we know there's alacha that is carbon others ria. True, you're supposed to bring it the first day when you come on yom tiv. But if you don't bring it the first day, every day of Yom Tov has a Teshlumin. If you don't bring it the first day, bring it the second day. You didn't bring it the second day, bring it the third day. Every day of Yom Tov has a Teshlumin to it. But the Machlokes, what's the Teshlumin? So, Hanich Laman Diyama, Kulin Teshlumin Zelazeh. Each day, like, has its own Chiyuv to bring the carbon. If you didn't bring it the first day, okay, you missed the first day. Now comes the second day. The second day is like a new Chiyuv. If you didn't bring it the first day, you have a right to bring it the second day. See, so this person, even though he was lame the first day, but the Maisa the second day, now he's well, he has the chiyuv to bring it today. It's very good. Why the Mishnah Shemin HaKel, he has the chiyuv to bring it. But the kasher is, El Laman Diyama, but according to the Man Diyama, that says, Kulon, Tashlumim Derishoin, that they're all Tashlumim making up for the first day. In other words, what the Ika chiyuv to bring the carbon is the first day. And if you miss the first day, we'll let you make up for the second day. Not that the second day is like a new chiv, but the second day you're making up for the chiv you had on the first day. But only people that had a chiv the first day could bring it the rest of the days of Yom Tov. But somebody like here that was lame the first day, look where he was potter for bringing a carbon the first day, he should be potter the rest of the regal. There's no tashlum for him. El man di yama, kulin, tashlumim derishon, or b'zei akula hakel asu yamai. If you learn this, Tashlum Derishon means the Ikechiv is the first day. And somebody that's potter the first day, he's potter Mikan Labo. There's no more Chiv for him to bring Korban Ola. Korban Ria. So therefore, a person that was lame on the first day, there's no Tashlumim. So what does the Mishnah mean to say, Akor Chayavim? It can't mean to include such a person. So Gemara says, Hakel lasu yemai. What does Hakel come to include? Lasu yesuma biyachas menuf. Come say if somebody's blind only in one eye. One eye he could see, one eye he can't. Udeloiki aitana, not like this tana. Takamachloikis. There's a tana that says yipotter. But our Mishnah argues, now Mishnah says no. Hakel chayav mriya. Only a suma with two eyes is potter. But a suma with one eye still has a chiyuv to be other regal. The Mar says, Udeloiki aitana. Our Mishnah is not like this tana. The tanya we learned. Yochanan ben Daboy Yomer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma bi'achas mi'enof potem in Riyah. He owes a sumo from one eye. If he's only blind in one eye, he's also potter for the mitzvah's riya. There's no chiyuv him to go out of the regal. Why? Shenema the pasuk says, ye roya, you should be seen there. So we dashin ye roa kederech shabol iros. The same way you come to be seen, that's the way you should be seen. That means, kederech shabol iros, kach bol iros. That ma liros, just like when you see, b'shteyenov with your two eyes, af liros, when you should be seen also, it means b'shteyenov, only a person that has two eyes, he has the chiyuv to be able to regal. But a person only sees with one eye, he's potter. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi says, it says, yiroa, yiroa, yiroa ksiv. It says yiroa. V'karinan yiroa means yira, means yira kol zechurchas p'nei yodin. Demashma she'odom royas ha'shchina. That the person himself has to see Hashem, sees the Shechina. And yiroa kol zechurchas, yiroa kol zechurchas as p'nei yodin. Mashma she'odin boli roischa. Mashma that Hashem is coming to see you. That's his double lashon, that you are coming to see Hashem, and it's also mashma Hashem is coming to see you. Se'ekish akos of riyoscha l'riyosoi, the way you see to the way Hashem sees. Kederach shebol iroscha, kachu bol liroys mimcha, that mal liroyscha b'shteyenov, just like Hashem sees, like whatever it means Hashem sees. When Hashem sees, he's complete, he's a shalom. He sees like with two eyes. Is afkan liroys min adam b'shteyenov shel adam. That's what a person has to be seen means with your two eyes. A person has to also be able to see with his two eyes. That's the way he dashens. That just like Hashem sees you completely, who adim, the person that has the mitzvah, the goyel regal, is only a person that has his two eyes that can see with two eyes. That's Reb Yehuda's drasha. But Enochnami, our Mishnah, Agazon Reb Yehuda, and our Mishnah knows that Akil Chayav Maria means even a suma with one eye, he still has the chiyah to be other regal. Vibayisem, another teretz is like this. Vibayisem, milyerlem kadiyamra mikoro. I'll tell you, really, our Mishnah is like the first teretz we wanted to say. That akoyo lasuya means the Mishnah, even misha chetziv eved v'chetziv v'chorin. An eved kenani that was owned by two Jews, two shutfim, and one freed his chelik. So now this eved now is half free and half an eved. Our Mishnah means to say, even that person, that eved, has the chiyah to be on the regal. Kiryamim Mikara. Well, the Rakash Shalach, Hod Ravina, Yadakash, I, how does Ravina learn Shana Mishnah? I, Ravina says later, we'll see in Dav Dalid, that Misha Chetzib, Ever Chetzib, and Chorin is like a potter for the mitzvah's early regal. He does not have to go to the base of Midish on Yom Tovim. So, Mar says, Lakasha, Kan, Kemishna Rishoina, Kan, Kemishna Chorin. So, Machloikis, what the din of a Chatzi Yevet, Chatzib, and Chorin is? There's a Mishnah Rishoina that means first what the Lach was. And then they changed their mind, they gave it a new halacha. Well, what's the two Mishnahs? What's the two halachas? The Tanan, we learned like this. Mi shechetiv eved v'chetiv ben chorin. If you have this person, this eved kenani, that's half freed and half not. In other words, two people owned him at the beginning, and one was meshacher, his half. So half of him is free, half is an eved. Halacha is, the Mishnah Rishonah held that oived es rabbi yom echad, you have to split his time now. One day, true, he has to be an eved. He has to work for the one master. V'yasatzma yom echad. And the other day he's free. That's the way it works now. One day he's free, one day he's work. He's half eved, half free. So you have to divide his time equally. Divrei Beis Hillel. That's Beis Hillel Shita. So Rashi learns, Mishnah Rishonah means, Koidim Shechazru Beis Hillel, Loiros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Before, we'll soon see, Beis Hillel was Chazer, retracted to hold like Beis Shammai. Now, say for the Masis in the Tony, Chutz min Avodim Shenem Shechororim, the Yukma Ravina, the Mishchetzev Eber Chetzev Ben Chorin, the Potter, Nishnis Koidim Shechazru Beis Hillel. That was learned before Beis Hillel was Chazer. But after we'll soon see Beis Hillel was Chayzer and holds like Beis Shammai, Sheyesha Bezdin, Locha Vesadon of the Shachroroi, that there's a chiv upon Bezdin to make sure that the master now frees this person completely. Ve'evilei kilu meshuchru kvar, since there's a chiv upon Bezdin to make sure the master frees him, it's considered like he's already freed. Ve'chayiv, therefore he's chayiv to be on a regal. Or Mishnah Shenishnas Azazim Kaimai. So the first Mishnah that was learned, they didn't take it away. And that's pshat at the end of our Mishnah, that says, a nevetakris potter. But the beginning of the Mishnah is going for the Mishnah Achronah that holds that a person like Lusun see that's a Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Ben Churin, there's a special halacha that Bezdin goes down to force this master now to free him. Like Lusun see. So the first Mishnah held, like we learned so far, Beis Hillel holds that it's an equal deal. One day you work and one day you're free. That's what Beis Hillel said. Omrulem Beis Shammai had a kash for that. Omrulem Beis Shammai tikantem es rabbi. That's very good. You fixed up the master. The master's happy now. One day he sees he works for him. One day he doesn't work for him. Then the master's okay. But v'yasatz molei tikantem. But you didn't fix up the eved himself. The eved is stuck. Rashi says kol takonis rabbi kan he. Avot takonis eved en kan. You didn't fix up the eved himself. And the sakim b'mishpat hamamoin lo the sakim period rivya. Like true, the Eved has his time when he has to work. One day he works, one day he's free. But what about the mitzvah pru revu? This Eved can't get married to anybody now. Lisa shivcha and yochel. He can't get married to another shivcha kananis and yochel. Why? Because he's a chati ben churin, and a ben churin is also to a shivcha. If it'll be a complete Eved kanani and Eved kanani, is mutter to marry a shivcha kananis. They can get married and have children. But now that half of this person was freed, the chatzi part that's free is not allowed to live with the shivcha. So now this chatzi eved now cannot marry a shivcha. Bas churin and yochel. Who are then this person, this chatzi eved now cannot get married to a regular isha? Why? Because half of him is still an eved kanani. And an eved kanani is also to marry a bas churin. A regular lady is also to marry an eved kanani. So if so, the way this person is right now, that he's half free and half an Eved, he can't get married. So Livatel, you want him to stay single, not to get married. The world was created in order to have children. Shenamar the Pasuk says, Loisayu v'ro, the world wasn't created to be empty, but L'shevas Yitzara, Hashem created the world to L'shevas, that there should be people, the world should be populated. Hashem wants the world to be populated. If so, it's a tremendous mitzvah to make it that this guy could get married. So it's not nice, b'shamay tainah, to leave the Eved the way he is right now. And his mitzvah being a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben churin, he can't get married. Rashi says, le'toyah b'ro, le'borah kodesh b'ocho esoretz liyaz b'loy yishuv, el l'shevus yitzor, Hashem created the world that there should be a population. Latoy speaks out that high essay olim tfei mepiriv rivya. This essay of loisoyev v'ro is greater than the stam the mitzvah for revu. Because you have a megillah perak basra. Moich rodim say for terah lis isha lil matera. Or maisi loisoyev v'ro. The more doesn't bring out the pasuk of pru revu, but brings out this pasuk. Mashma, this is a big chiddush. That the whole world that like that loshna gemara is like le nivroy le metal le piriv rivya. Hey, stam from the pasuk in chumash that says pru revu. It doesn't say how strong the mitzvah is. But from here, the Pasuk says a lotion like Lesovaro, like the whole purpose Hashem created the world, was there should be a population in the world. So here we see it's a very chashuv azach, this mitzvah. Yeah. So Melo, what can we do for this Eved? So therefore, Beis Shammai says, Elam of Netikon Elam. Havadim Asoni Takona Midrabonin. The Rabbonin came and made a Takona, made a degree here that says what? That Koifin es Rabboi v'oysoi seben chorin. The Rabbanan came to this master now that still owns this Eved. He only owns half of him. And the Bezdin tells this master, you have to go and free the Eved right now. Make him into a complete Ben Churin. Now that he's a complete Ben Churin, he's like a regular Yisrael, he can marry a Bas Churin. The Kaisav Loishtar Achati Domov. Ah, you're losing money, like you own the Eved right now. Senechanami. The Eved will write you back a star, a check that he owes you the money, how much he's worth. If he's worth, let's say, $100, he'll write you a shtar saying he owes you $100. That's Beis Shammai's Eitzah. And the Gemara says that the Chozru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedibur Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel was also Chozer and agrees to Beis Shammai, that's the Locha. The Locha is like Beis Shammai. So that's called the Mishnah Achreina. The Mishnah Achreina means later on, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai and Chozer. So therefore, like Rashi explained, Lefi, the Mishnah Achreina now, according to Beis Hillel, agrees that the Takana, that the Bezdin has to Bezdin goes to the master and says, you have to free your slave. So therefore, Rashi says, even before the slave is freed, still there's a mitzvah now for him to be able to regal. Like, since there's a din Bezdin makes it so that the master has to free him, we look as if he's going to be a freed person. He's not called an eved anymore. Therefore, right now he has a right to go other regal. Yeah. Right. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Kol chayovim that a chatzi eved also has a chiyuv to go other regal. Why? Because the master is going to be forced to free him, so he considers as if he's a freed person already. Then the Mishnah says, "Lo chutz micheres shreitz v'katan." These people are potter from this mitzvah, the regel, the grashin. The Mishnah says, "Because they're potter from kol mitzvah shabbatayra, they don't have das. They're potter from mitzvahs." Now, the Mishnah says, "Katani cheres adum yudeshoita." How Mishnah says a cheres? Poshim is a person that can't hear. Daima to a shoita v'katan and a katan. That ma shreitz v'katan the law v'nei daya. The chsarn by a shaiter and a katan, a fool, and a katan, a kid, means he doesn't have enough das. He doesn't have enough understanding. That's the chsarn. And it's a p'tur called terakula. A katan is potter mikola mitzvahs midiraisa for the svara la b'nei deya. The Torah was given to people that have das. When they become bar mitzvah, or a girl becomes bas mitzvah, then they become b'nei deya, they have the chiyuv to do mitzvahs. Before that, they don't have enough das. The Torah didn't give them mitzvahs. La b'nei deya. Is a chura af cherish the la'av bar daya. Who would do when the Mishnah means this cherish, this deaf person, is potter also because he doesn't have enough das, enough understanding who. So what does that mean? Well, Kamashman is teaching us, kiritnan, like we learn like this. Cherish shedibru chachom mechomokum. That whenever the chomim, a Mishnah, whenever it says a loshin of a cherish, what does the cherish mean? It means a case of she'eno shemeya v'yeno medaber. It means both things. He's like deaf and dumb. He can't hear and he can't talk. A person that can't hear and can't talk, that's called like a dumb person. He doesn't have das. He's mamish like a shaiter in a cotton. That's why he's put them in a mitzvah. If somebody could talk, but he can't hear, but as long as he could talk, he could have some communication with other people, he could be a bar das. He could have das, he could have understanding. And it was in the opposite way. Shemeya v'yena medaber, somebody that could hear, even though he can't talk, is chayiv. Then that person would have a chayiv to the other regal. Now the din here of the Mishnah is the argument of Ptur that a cheresh doesn't have das, he's labrnei deninu, he's like a shaita and like a katan. So that means only that he can't talk and can't hear, he is excommunicated, that's called like a fool. Now Shankar, if he could do one of the two, then he has das, so merely he's mechuyiv in mitzvahs, he'll be mechuyiv in the mitzvah of the regal also. Rashi, cheresh v'dibro v'chacham v'chomokam, shehishvu oisai l'shoita. That the chacham always put together this lashon of a cheresh shoita v'katin is l'dibro ela b'mi shayna shemei v'ena medaber. The chacham, the Gemara always means the place where you can't hear and you can't talk. Hochi kimlu l'rabonin, t'mi shayna shemei v'ena medaber d'la b'nei deninu. That person is called la b'nei deninu. But somebody that's a bar, but somebody can hear or somebody could talk, he's called a bardas. I have just wondered a little more before. I've got that when the Mishnah Achrona says that there's new takana, we force the master to free his eved. So who is showing the master kasha that there's nisra say? The pasuk says doelam ben tavaydu. There's nisra say you're not allowed to free an eved kanani. When you own an eved kanani, the pasuk says doelam ben tavaydu. There's a mitzvah you have to work for him for always that you're not allowed to free him. So how could the chum tell you to free your eved kanani? You're being over nisra say. So Ran answers that the pshat from the sitzer asay is just like there's a law of leis tzchonim bum. You can't give them a present. You can't give a guy a present. Leis tzchonim bum. You can't give them a present. So what then? You can't free an eved kanani. So if you're just freeing him for no purpose, that's the yisat Torah. But if there's a purpose why you're freeing him, then there's no yisat Torah. See, so yes, since there's a big reason to mekayim the mitzvah per revu, that's the reason why you're freeing him, not just for giving him a present. Therefore, there's no iser of leilam b'em tavodu. Therefore, you're allowed to free him.